Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jerry Witt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Fannin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Cliff Fannin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jake Jones. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Stevenson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Papish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Papish. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moss moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Moss moves to third. Dillinger moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. Two outs. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker strikes out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 1 in the game. Walesa strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fannin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Stevenson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson strikes out. Two outs. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0-for-1 in the game. Papish hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0-for-2 in the game. Fannin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-2 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to third. Two outs. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Joe Stevenson. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Tresh now catching. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Witt strikes out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moss strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0 for 3 in the game. Fannin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling pinch hits for Frank Papish. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 3 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.